What happened in Against the Tide in February? On February the 1st, we celebrated the 5th anniversary of the daily broadcasting of Against the Tide live program. In a special edition of the program, we recalled the history of our television and the backstage of broadcasting. We also talked about the past and discussed plans for the future. We also received many wishes and thanks from people in Poland and abroad, both from our regular viewers and donors, and from politicians, journalists and clergymen, who often are guests of Against the Tide, including Father Professor Jarosław Kupczak, MP Bartłomiej Wróblewski, MP Lech Antoni Kołakowski, MP Andrzej Sośnierz, Eli Barbour, Hannah Shen, Manyan Ng, the head of Epoch Times in Europe, and many others. We sincerely thank everyone for their support and the kind words we received that day. They are a great encouragement for us to work and fulfill the mission we undertook 5 years ago, which is providing reliable information, spiritual encouragement, and involvement in matters that determine the future of Poland every day. What else has happened on Against the Tide in recent weeks? Marian Kowalski, who unexpectedly ended his cooperation with us over 2.5 years ago, appeared on our television again. On the occasion of Darwin's Day, we organized a fun debate, evolution versus creationism. It was a real clash of the titans. Professor Rychwałt took up the gauntlet by the representative and promoter of creationism, Dr. Małgorzata Gazda. Who won? See for yourself.
Nie przyszedłem tu dyskutować, tylko właśnie przyniosłem sobie nawet pług, żeby po prostu dzisiaj was zaorać was dzisiaj w ten dzień urodzin Charlesa Darwina, w ten dzień święta ewolucyjnego, dobrze?
In February, another pedophilia scandal broke out in the Catholic Church in Poland. Jakub Pankowiak, a victim of a pedophile priest, commented on the activities of the church and secular authorities today.
Mam takie wrażenie, że papież Franciszek jest wykreowany na takiego wielkiego pomocnika osób poszkodowanych i na człowieka, który nareszcie pozwoli zająć się tą sprawą i wyjaśnić tę sprawę przede wszystkim do końca, a nie potrafi wprowadzić bardzo prostej zasady, że każdy poszkodowany powinien być informowany na bieżąco, co się dzieje w sprawie jego sprawcy.
Robert Fidura also appeared on RTV and confessed why he no longer wanted to cooperate with bishops.
Czarę goryczy, tak jak pani to nazwała, przelała sprawa księdza świętej pamięci, księdza Wymera. Z jednej strony biskupi powołali Fundację Świętego Józefa, w której brałem udział, wpłacają na nią pieniądze, a z drugiej strony drugą ręką, no właśnie, przez 26 lat kryją sprawcę i robią wszystko, co możliwe, żeby nie odbył się proces kanoniczny.
We also hosted prosecutor Ewa Wrzosek from the Lex Super Omnia Prosecutors Association, who spoke about the situation of the Polish Prosecutor's Office and the harassment used by the management of the National Prosecutor's Office.
Niestety od 2016 roku mamy do czynienia z taką sytuacją, że prokuratura stała się bardziej narzędziem w rękach władzy wykonawczej, władzy politycznej i jest wykorzystywana do załatwiania różnego rodzaju innych celów niż właśnie ściganie przestępstw.
We talked to Dr. Artur Górecki, the new plenipotentiary of the Ministry of Education and Science, who answered the questions about the future of Polish schools and whether Catholic theology would be the criterion for reviewing textbooks. Jan Strzeżek, the vice officer of the political party Agreement, also appeared on our television. We asked him about the situation in the United Right Coalition. What's new on Against the Tide? Sports Editorial started its activity at the beginning of February. Sports news is presented at the end of each news program at 7 p.m. We aired the first film in a series of educational videos for children and teaching aids for parents. The first episode, on grammatical cases, presents a way for children to quickly remember abstract concepts. In February, we presented the first part of Ray Comfort's film Atheistic Delusion with a Polish voiceover. The film tells the story of several people, atheists, who are asked about the origin of DNA. What are we working on? We are finishing our film production about cursed soldiers. It is a continuation of the film Righteous Among the Nation, the story of the Jarosz family. We are working on a new issue of the Against the Tide magazine. New language versions of the comic Time of Apocalypse are in preparation, as well as further music productions. Still much to come. Each subsequent month is a hard fight to achieve all our goals. We have ambitious plans for the future. The achievement of these goals largely depends on your commitment and your contribution to supporting the Against the Tide project. How can you support us? More details at againstthetide.tv/donate. See you soon!